Welcome to another episode of Why Not Meditate podcast. I'm your host, Masako Kozawa, a teacher and a student of mindfulness meditation. I am so happy that you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are well. This is episode, 100. Wow, I never thought that I would get here. Well, hitting a certain number of episodes has never been my goal to begin with, but this is a milestone worth mentioning and celebrating. So I am going to make this a short solo episode, and I want to share what I've been tuning into these days. Last weekend, I was at a farmer's market. It was one of those gorgeous February days in Florida, with lots of sunshine, blue sky, and warm breeze. I was standing in line at one of the vendors, and while I was waiting, I was watching people walking by. And as I watched those people, I wondered how they were viewing their own lives, or if they have even thought much about it. You know, many people didn't seem to be fully present. They were walking, talking, or eating, but how many of them were actually smelling the sweet air? How many of them were noticing the leaves dancing with the wind and the sunshine while they fell from the trees? How many of them were admiring the sacred geometry within each sunflower as they grabbed it? Those of you who follow me on my Instagram probably know this, but I see everything in life as a form of art. Being a human and living life as a human is an art form. But it might be becoming a lost art to some extent, because we're not really taught how to, and everything is kind of going against us. Instead, we're taught to live in the opposite way most of the time. I have recently come to a deep realization that life is not that different from a lover or a partner. Imagine how your lover would respond to you if you treat them in passive-aggressive, selfish, narcissistic manners versus in loving, nurturing, warm manners. Your life responds to how you treat it, just like your lover does. The difference is, though, while your lover has a free will to respond in their chosen way, life doesn't have a free will. Life does not have an opinion or attitude of its own. Life merely responds to who you are being and how you are showing up. Everything in this life is relational. Everything and everyone is responding to you. So I want to ask you a question, which I recently asked myself as well. How are you treating your life? Are you tackling it like it's something to be conquered? Are you demanding something from it? Are you forcing something to it? Are you controlling it? Are you being manipulative? Are you trying to manage it? Are you treating it like a chore or a never-ending to-do list? Are you acting distant? Are you taking it for granted because you think it's always going to be there? Are you dreading it? Are you tolerating it? Are you acting hot and cold? Are you ignoring it? I don't know about you, but that's not exactly the way I would like to be treated in any relationship. Just like your lover, your life wants to be acknowledged. It wants to be in harmony with you. It wants to be cherished, appreciated, and nurtured. It wants to be savored. It wants to be explored and understood and experienced. It wants to be adored by you. It wants to flow with you and through you. It wants to play with you. It wants to be on your side, not your rival or enemy. And it wants you to be in love with it. So, how is your relationship with your life? How intimate are you with your life? Although life might not have a free will, I believe it has its own consciousness. And furthermore, I believe we shape its consciousness with our brain and heart, with our thoughts and feelings. And it mirrors back to us what it is that we are projecting onto it. Are you listening to what life is trying to whisper to you? Are you being present with it when it is trying to share an experience with you? Are you willing to step into the unknown when it invites you to? Are you being sincere to it? Are you respecting it? Are you trusting it? And just like any relationship, it does take time and energy to build it. And once it's established, it is an ever-evolving dynamic. And unlike irregular relationships, you cannot just break up and never see them again and find somebody else. It is a lifetime engagement. So I would like you to reflect on it and maybe journal about it. How can you become a better lover for your life? And make a slight adjustment with the way you show up every day to greet your life. And I promise you, the more loving and gentle you become toward your life, the more loving and gentle it will become toward you as well. It reciprocates without fail. Well, that's my message for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As you know, my mission of doing this podcast is to spread the good news of meditation and heal humanity. If this conversation was helpful or if it inspired you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating anywhere you're listening to this podcast and a written review if you are listening on Apple Podcast. Please share it with your friends and on your social media. Any of these actions will help us spread the message. Well, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you in the next episode of Why Not Meditate? Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend who might benefit from meditation. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, why not meditate?